Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This is Don. How are you, man?
Hey, Don. I'm doing okay. How are you doing, man?
Oh, Lordy.
How's the back doing?
I hate life.
Are you still
Son of a pain. Son of a pain. No, I had to come home because you ever talk to Michael, the idiot that's here that tries to take over for things for me?
I spoke with someone, I believe it was Tuesday. I guess you're in the background. Was that Michael?
Might have been Ramon, because Ramon's the guy in charge right now. I mean, I'm coming out of it, so I'm in bed at home.
Right.
But I had to come up early, dude. I'm talking one day. I was at the hospital. I had to have emergency surgery. I mean, I've been fighting pain beyond belief. 2 months now.
Holy cow.
And apparently I had a screw loose and a screw broken in my fusion. And then I had a big-ass growth in my top neck, like a fucking, let's just say alien was going to pop out of my back.
Wow.
And they didn't even know what it was. But the surgeons were scratching their head. So a 2.5-hour little minor surgery, and I was forced on the slab, turned out to be an 8.5-hour deal.
Jesus, that's insane.
And you're in a hospital. If you're in a hospital, what is supposed to be taken care of? Your pain, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was the number one thing to be taken care of.
I mean, you go, thank God I'm in a hospital. Man, my pain will be gone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not in my case.
So they have not given you any sort of anything for pain relief, or?
Well, put it this way, you've heard of Dilaudid, right? You know.
Yeah, yeah. That's some strong stuff.
I had a little trigger thing. It was supposed to be every 15 minutes.
Uh huh.
And they tricked me, and then they decided to give me one pill, one eight pill every 8 hours. I told them with my pain doctor, the prescription setup was with three pills at a time, you know, with long acting, you know?
Yeah.
And they just couldn't seem to get it right. So I'm like a 5-year-old in there, you know?
Yeah. It's terrible,
I'm like, why the hell am I still hurting? And the pharmacist comes up to me and she goes, okay, we'll try this and this, and we'll wait 12 hours. You're going to wait 12 hours?
Like, what am I, a lab experiment?
Oh, man. I said, you guys are so cool, man. If you'll come this way, come visit. I'm going to come your way. I'm going to come visit, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, but...
I want to tell you something that you don't know about the fact that why I'm trying to get loans.
What's that?
And what screwed my company up.
What happened?
Okay, the major reason why I'm getting loans, and I never really did want to get loans, I never needed to have to.
Right.
I lost my top number one plumber. It was Francisco, his Ramon's uncle, okay?
Okay.
If you read my Yelp reviews, you'll see that Francisco, and you'll see the guy with the cable with the roots on it, that's Francisco's legs on the Yelp pictures.
Uh-huh.
And he did not make a deposit, and he had big jobs. I mean, like sewer digs. I mean, he sold big fucking jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he did not deposit into my account for 3 weeks. And for a plumbing company, you know, like me, losing averaging, you know, let's see, $1,005 to maybe 2.6 a day.
Yeah.
I had Ramon in the other truck, and I had Francisco in the other truck, and they're both gone every day. And now, since the loss of Francisco, it's like I need to do a major rebuild, because like we're now, business is slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
I've stopped advertising with Yelp right now because of $1,500 a month. It's a little dicey. That's why I'm looking for a loan so I can get back in Yelp's good graces. I guess they own me, right?
Yeah.
And I got this class action lawsuit here against Angelus. I didn't know it was about, but what the hell? I'll just jump in and get some free money, right?
Why not? Hey,
I went to the bank yesterday just in case, you know, because I mean, put a lot of effort in with you guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I do have, believe it or not, 180 grand on, what do they call that? That I can get, you know, I can write money against my house. What's that thing called?
A collateralized loan? Or like, do you have a line of credit? Or
Yeah, line of credit. It's never been touched.
Okay.
And the problem is that my dead dad's credit gets mixed up with mine, and it happened again.
Uh-oh.
My banker today, I mean, I didn't care about it earlier because I ain't making tons of dough. Credit, I don't care. I buy a $2,000 guitar right now, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't care about my credit because I just whip it out my credit card. I don't give a shit about my debit card, right?
Yeah.
He was telling me, Don, did you know you had 802 credit? I go, huh? Really?
Well, that's pretty impressive.
I could buy anything with that credit.
Pretty much.
But the problem is my dad's name is Richard Don, and I'm Richard Donovan, so even though we get different socials, unbelievable or not, his credit is tacked onto my credit with Experian and all his credit agencies.
Right.
So if you want to explain this to your underwriters that I got shortchanged and I never got paid by my top plumber. I had 4.5 years. It took me by surprise.
Right.
And, I wasn't expecting it at all. And so he didn't put it in 1 week. I said, okay, we'll wait another week. I'm sure he'll do it, you know. I know he knows what he's doing, you know.
Yeah.
Week 3 comes by. I don't know how to, I have such good loyal crew, I don't know how to fire someone. So I actually called the police department.
Have them help out.
I had to, man. What am I going to do, man, you know?
That's theft.
You know, so that's my story. So you can tell them that, and that's why I'm looking for loans. I got to step back before I can't. I'm trying to rebound.
Yeah.
And I actually had surgery, so I'm actually starting to feel a little better every day. And once Don gets out, Francisco will be eliminated in the race once the customers see me, because I am one smooth-talking son of a bitch.
Right. I can vouch for that.
I mean, I'm real. I mean, I'm not lying. I'm a real person. You know what I mean?
Right. And hey, Don, that's why I sent you the email the other day, because I did look at the August bank statement. And one thing that...
Very bad month. Very, very poor month.
Yeah, that negative ending balance is going to... you know, underwriting's not going to look at that and view that as, you know, good.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm trying to see if you could tell my story.
Could you produce perhaps a month to date for July to show that actual balance has bounced back up, or is there anything you could do?
What I could do is I should show you my real earnings. You know, my 2013 is my real money, dude.
I know, but it's 2016.
I know, I'm on my case because I've been, you know, washing checks, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is the
deal. And it doesn't look good for me getting a loan either. It's fucked me over, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, Don, we need to see the up-to-date bank. So August all the way back to March is we need to see bank statements from each of those months.
Got you 1 month?
Yeah, and it's, unfortunately, that ending balance is negative on that.
Well, I told him I'd send you August, but I guess you got August, but I said send him last month or 6 months back, man. You didn't get those?
No, I have all of August.
All right, so I'm going to get you the month, and you'll see what was going on for this company and how big and powerful I still am in a way, okay?
Yeah, and check it out. I sent you an email.
I have offers. People are trying to buy me right now. I don't know what the fuck's going on. What the hell did I do here, man?
I don't know. But check out the email that I sent you yesterday, and it'll explain exactly what we're looking for, okay?
Well, I know what you're looking for. It's pretty much, you know, we talked about before you had to take off and, like, I got hurt, you know?
Yeah. Well, we need to see positive balances, so that negative balance in August really affects things.
Now, if I get you positives for the other months, August would be erased, right?
Potentially, if you could...
For the reason why I'm getting along, right? Because I have negative August, right?
Yeah, but the thing is this. Would you be able to produce month-to-date for September to show that you have bounced back from August? That could help your situation. But that's what I'm saying.
August, I make stuff. Well, it's just September. August was last month.
Right,
yeah, I've had
right.
two bad months, dude. I got to be honest with you. I'm not lying. It's been two bad months. I'm having a hard time rebounding from that son of a bitch Francisco, man.
Right.
I paid $2,400 in overdraft.
That's crazy.
That hurts. $2,400. My bank, Chase Lesbian, where they knocked off 12. I did not know. I'm at 7-Eleven buying a Slurpee for $2.17 or whatever.
Yeah.
So add $34 to that. Oh, man.
That's crazy. the expensive sleepy.
I got screwed new to tattoo, brother.
I hear you. But please,
hopefully I'm gonna recover, and you know, hopefully in about 2 to 3 weeks, I'm gonna be out there doing my thing, man, because I'm a very aggressive dude.
I hear you. But Don, the email that was sent from your account yesterday, I responded to that. If you could just take a look at that email before you go to the bank.
He's still in his bed, and I don't know what's going on, ladies. I don't know why. Last week we had jobs at the Yang Yang, and we had a big job, and I was like, going, damn it, I wish Keeney was ready to go. I can't train him. And so we took a big job last week, and we had jobs at the Yang Yang on the phone. And like this week, we've got 6 jobs. It's such an up and down business. It's such a torturous business, this repair company, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
But anyway, let me talk to him alone and see. He's my tech guy now.
Yeah,
if you get up on it, okay. Plus, I gotta get my credit report because I might be able to just go ahead and yank money out of this house. This house is worth like $1.6 million, and I only got 3 on it.
Gotcha. So check that out. See what the bank can do, and you know, if you can get those bank statements over to you, I'll definitely submit to underwriting and see if we can get some cash for you.
Okay, I just want you to apply my story to them if you can.
I can. There's a submission part where I can, you know, describe what's going on. So absolutely.
Yeah, we got quite a relationship going, dude. It's been what, 2 months on this thing?
Jeez, just about.
And I found out the fax machine wasn't even wired right. That was stupid ass plumber, man. You know?
Yeah. Well,
they didn't have it connected to the live phone line going in. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Even I know that. Anyway, all right, dude. Then we get all along. And you know Ramon's phone number is 678-2300. So when you see that phone come through, that's him, all right?
2300. Got it written down right now. Got it.
All right, brother. So, you know, answer those calls in mine, all right?
Absolutely, Don. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. I love you. No matter what happens, man, you're still my buddy, man. All right?
Absolutely. We're buddies, man. I just hope you start feeling better.
I hope everything works out between us in business, but I don't care. If it don't work out, you come up here, I'll come down there, all right?
That sounds awesome.
You guys are gracious people, man. We're all coast people. All right.
Exactly, Don. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Hopefully we'll be talking tomorrow in a good tone.
Later. Later.